Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. This is the happy hour for me because every time I get to record a podcast, I am extremely relaxed and also most at ease because I'm basically talking to myself, expressing my thoughts, but I know that my message will be heard by somebody and that somebody's life is going to change for the better. That's why I show up every single Thursday to record a podcast. And today's podcast episode is How Do You Win? And this topic was inspired when we were at dinner with a couple of friends, and my husband and I and our daughter Mia, plus another family who has a girl who is 1 year younger than Mia, but the same size as Mia. Mia is very petite, just for some context. They were having some horseplay, you know, they were playing, they were like wrestling. Both of them are in martial arts, and Mia is I would say kicking butt and taking names. She may be small, but she's mighty. I remember we were at dinner, and the girls were playing. Were they roughhousing each other a little, right? But they were playing some games and they were racing each other, okay? And then Mia won. And Mia came to us and said, I won. I beat my friend. And my husband immediately said something like, you won because your friend is not as fast as you, okay? So basically, he's saying that Mia won because her friend is at a disadvantage. And immediately, I corrected him and said, no, Mia won because she was faster. Okay? She was faster, not only because her friend is not as fast. If you listen to what I just said, how did my daughter win the race? She won because she was faster, and she won because her opponent, in this case, her friend, was not as fast as her. In business, you will win if you continue to show up and sharpen your craft. And you will win when people stop showing up and sharpening their craft. So if you are only winning because you're working hard, that is the guaranteed way to win. Okay? That's the guaranteed way to win. If you continue to work hard and you continue to show up, that is the path that will guarantee success. But your odds to succeed faster, okay, or compared to other people doing the same thing as you, your odds are way better if you continue to work hard and show up and they stop showing up and working hard. And I will tell you, 99% of the people, if they start at the same starting point as you, okay, if both of you are running the same race with the same resources, okay, with your both of you are running the same race with the same resources, as in the skills and tool sets. Okay? The skill sets and the tool sets. What am I talking about? The skill set and the resources. Okay? Skill set and resources. Resources could be money, could be reputation, whatever, intangible things, okay? If both of you start off at the same point to start your business, you both went to the same school, and you both come from the same economic background where you have basically the same social and economical status, you will win when the other person stops showing up, stop working hard. So ultimately, what are the two things that's going to contribute your success to winning? Your discipline, your commitment, your mindset of resilience, your mindset of showing up no matter how many times you fall, and you will continue the journey. I'm going to share another story with you. Okay. I have another friend who, a business associate, okay, actually quite a few, who are in the same field as me, who also, all right, who also have decided to venture into coaching, other event creatives, not necessarily event planners, okay, other event creatives. And I will tell you that we all started around the same time in our business. We all have somewhat the same resources and the skill set, come from somewhat the same economical background. Who is the one who is ahead? I will tell you the answer is me. It's not because I'm bragging. It's because I have a mindset and discipline that they are still a little lagging behind. Are they far behind me? Absolutely not. They are not. They are very successful in their own rights. But when it comes to the business aspect of growing the business, that will push them, that will push their patience, their vulnerability, their resilience, their basically anything that has to do with discipline, motivation, and resilience, they are a little bit behind me. So I know I will win, ultimately. Even in the events planning field, I know I will win in my niche because I am constantly showing up, okay? Talking to my target audience, creating content. I remember long time ago, probably 4 years ago, when I just started using Instagram, I went on live and I had one person watching, okay? One person. And that one person happened to be my team member. But I continued to show up. And today, I went on live. 4 years ago, I went on Instagram and I went on live and I only had one person watching me. Okay, one person watching me, and that one person is my team member. And my team member asked me this, does it even make sense for you to do this live when nobody's watching? I said, absolutely, because you never know if down the road somebody's watching. I'm going to be continuing to do this. Fast forward, okay, 4 years later. Every time I go on live on Instagram, I will have probably about like maybe 20 people at one point, 15, minimum at least 8 to 10 people watching me at one time. Today, I went on live, I had one person. Not sure what happened, but that live gets stored into my IG reel. And the IG reel is now showing me, and I went on live around 12:30, okay? 12 to 12:30. My IG reel is showing me at this time, 4 hours later, there's 25 people who watch it. Okay. So I don't pay attention to the numbers at that point in time. I just pay attention to what I need to do. Do not be discouraged by the vanity matrix, like how many views, how many downloads. No. You never know who's watching. Okay. And your opponent, and I air quote opponent, your competitors, again, I air quote the competitors, 99% of them will pay attention to those metrics and they will get discouraged and they will be broken down again and again and again. Whatever you're experiencing, they will be experiencing. But you know what's the difference? The difference is you know that, okay, you throw yourself a pity party at the point in time when you only have one view or one person live with you, but you move on because you know this is your job to show up. I give you another example. I think I did a IG reel on this, okay? That I held a masterclass, the very first masterclass for M2 Hospitality, my event planning company, where I taught 90 minutes, okay? A 90 minutes masterclass where I ran Facebook ads, spent a ton of money, okay, to get people to register for this masterclass. And in this masterclass, I basically taught them how to plan a profitable ticketed in-person event. And we have probably about close to 100 people register. And when I show up to teach, I only had 5 people live with me. 5 people. That's myself. One of them is my assistant. One of them is an audience. The other two, one of them is my existing client, and one of them is also an audience. So I basically have 2 people, okay? And one of them are not even a qualified lead because she's not a coach. So basically, I only have 1 person that I'm actually teaching to, that I spend thousands of dollars to run the ads, hoping that I have at least 50 people show up, 50 coaches show up to hear me teach, so I can sell my digital course for those of them who want to DIY their ticketed in-person events, right? No. In reality, I'm teaching to 1 person. But a human body, I'm teaching to 1 potential client and 2 other people who are already in my ecosystem. One of them was already my client before. She graduated from our mentorship program. The other one will be joining our mentorship program. So they're not even coaches, okay? And I know for a fact that many people, if they see that the registration is not up to par, they're expecting X number of people to register, and it's not even hitting close to their goal of registration, they will cancel. They will cancel the masterclass. They will not show up. But I show up. And guess what? The person, the potential client, she did not buy my course. But she is also an event planner who plans ticketed in-person events. She came on to learn how I do my ticketed in-person events. So she's learning from me the event planning skills, okay? So basically, she's learning to do it herself, right? In a way, she's my competitor, but I never consider anyone a competitor because there's enough business for everyone. And I love some good competition, to be very honest with you, because it keeps me on my toes. Then she knew that I have a workshop coming up the following week for my coaching business for event planners. So she signed up for that workshop. And guess what? At the end of that workshop, she decided to hire me to be her coach, okay? To teach her how to plan events. If I did not show up to teach that masterclass, she wouldn't have the first contact with me to see how I teach. And she may not even know that I have a workshop this following week. So I may not even have this business, but because I show up, therefore, I gain another new client, which is another $5,000 added to my business. So I want to remind you, okay, to win is not just showing up. It's also a stroke of luck, banging on the fact that 99% of the people will stop showing up or show up less. So if you don't show up consistently, you don't have the discipline, you do not commit to showing up on a regular basis, and the other people also stop showing up, then the person who is going to show up a little bit more is going to win. So in reality, you are playing a game that your odds of winning is extremely high, because 99% of the people will either not play or stop playing or play with less heart. If you continue to play with your whole heart out and you don't quit, you will win. Okay? And that's exactly what I tell Mia, my daughter. I corrected her papa because I don't want to discount her efforts. She won that day, not because that her friend was less faster than her or less skillful than her. She won because that girl trains. She trains and she keeps herself fit. She will still show up to do her drill, even when she's tired, because of a tiger mama here. But she also wants to perfect a skill. That day, she won because she show up and because her friend show up a little bit lesser than her. So this is my lesson for you. You will win if you continue to show up. You will win if you continue to give your full heart out, and your odds of winning is extremely high because the rest of the people will stop showing up or show up less. Therefore, by default, you're going to win. Okay? Now, I have a very, very, very exciting news to share. If you're hearing this right now, and you're hearing it on the day that the podcast is being released, well, regardless, if you're hearing it before April 2nd, you are in luck, okay? This podcast will be released on March 28th. So if you're hearing it on March 28th, congratulations, or any day before April 2nd, congratulations, because I'm going to do something I've never done before. I am going to teach a one-night-only bootcamp, okay? I've done some mini launch, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, but normally only teaching one topic. This one is going to be my workshop on steroids, okay? I call it a bootcamp because you are going to go through a bootcamp of learning with me, of building a business. On April 2nd, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, I am going to teach a bootcamp that talks about the 5 strategies that I use to build my event planning business or my event planning company into a 6-figure business. This is the same 5 strategies that I apply for my coaching business, and it has the same results. Okay? These 5 strategies is what I call the 5 pillars of business success. What are these 5 pillars? Number 1, you got to know how to price for profit. Number 2, you have to have a marketing asset that, or marketing presence that conveys a perceived price tag of, you have a perceived price tag. People perceive a price tag, and hopefully the price tag is very high. You got to learn how to close sales and qualify your leads. You have to make sure that your business is set up legally, so you don't pay penalties. Listen, I can attest to that, okay? I did not set up my business properly, and I have to pay Uncle Sam $20,000 the second year of my business. That was very painful. And you also have to learn how to manage your schedule, so you will have the time to build your business, and you also have the time for yourself and also for your family. So these are the 5 pillars, 5 core pillars of business success. Normally, I will teach this in 2 days or 3 days, okay? And each of those days is probably around 60 to 90 minutes of teaching. This one, I'm going to do one night only, why am I squeezing everything in one night? Because I have many events booked for my event planning company. And I really do not have the time to do a drawn out 2 or 3 day or 5 day workshop. But I know based on the past few workshops and based on the things that people are struggling, event planners are struggling, the event creatives are struggling to build their business, I know I have to do this and I'm going to do it in a 90 minutes time frame. So I'm going to teach these 5 pillars in 60 to 90 minutes. So I'm going to dedicate 15 minutes for each topic, but that doesn't mean that I don't teach in detail. If you have attended any of my workshop, you know that I give it all. I give everything to you. All right. So please, if you're hearing this before April 2nd and you are somebody, event planner, designer, decorator, if you're not, you're hearing this, please send it to your event designer, decorator, or planner friends to sign up for this workshop. This is probably going to be the most robust workshop I'm going to teach in one night. Learn these 5 pillars, you will be guaranteed a 6-figure business, because I'm not just going to be talking about the strategies and tactics, but the mindset behind it when applying those strategies and tactics. I'm able to do this in 60 to 90 minutes because I've already built up enough skill set to be able to teach in a concise manner. So please make sure you go to the show notes and register for this particular workshop. Okay. In fact, bootcamp is the five pillars of business success bootcamp on April 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. I cannot express how grateful I am to have you all listening to my podcast, telling me that you binge listen to my podcast, that you listen to my advice and you implemented what I've taught you. Don't forget, I'm here to serve you. Tell me what you want me to talk about and tell me how I can help you by reaching out to me. We now have products. You probably have seen the previous podcast that we now have very low ticket offer for people who are just starting their business or thinking to start their business, but do not have the financial means to join our flagship program, which range from $5,000 to $10,000. Okay. So this mini offer, in fact, I call it mini, but it's really not. The price is mini. You can go to the podcast previous to this. For anything that is $20 or less, you can be in my world. You can buy my course bundles. So don't let cost be the obstacle to live your dream, which is to do what you love and make the money that you want. Okay? Thank you so much once again for listening to me, and I will talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.